doing what? If she was spending hours and hours, you might say that she's in the room doing what?
A prepping.
Uh-huh, okay. Are there any other words you use? Are there any other words you use besides primping?
Primping and grooming.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, now, there's a certain container that women put their lipstick and cosmetics in. They carry this around with them. This is a
purse.
Okay. And could you give me some different kinds?
Well, some of them are beaded, some of them are leather, some of them are plastic material.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
And some of them are wood, and some of them made out of straw.
Okay. Okay, now, what do you call something which is worn around the neck?
Beads, or pearls.
Okay. And, some farmers still wear these things, but all the farmers used to, and it keeps their pants up.
Galluses are suspenders.
Right. And if it's raining outside, and say you and I want to go across the road, and we want to walk across, well then we might take with us...
An umbrella.
Okay, say that one more time.
Umbrella.
Okay. Now, there's a certain type of cloth which we use to put on top of this thing which we sleep on at night. This is called what?
A bed. Bedspread.
Right. And do you call it anything else?
Let me see. Bedspread or coverlet.
Let's see. What was that second word again?
Coverlet. Coverlet.
Okay. Now, when we're sleeping at night, most of us have this little thing that we have under our heads, and this is a
pillow.
Right. And do you know the name for a large pillow? Do you have a particular
bolster.
Name?
Bolster.
Bolster. Okay. Now, if we say something doesn't go, if something goes only part of the way across, say, across the river or whatever, you might say it goes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what do you call the kind of, it's usually made of cloth material that you might pull up over you at night if you were to get chilly?
Blanket.
Mm-hmm. Do you call it anything else? Or are there other things?
A sheet.
Uh-huh. Okay. And do you know what a, do you have a particular term for a bed on the floor?
Trundle.
What is that again?
Trundle.
Trundle?
Trundle bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And okay, now we're going to talk about some different kinds of arable land. By location, we can just think about, I guess, about the land around us. We might say that what would you call the land where you have your corn, like that? What would you call that stretch of land right there? Do you have any particular?
Well, sometimes it's planted in a lowland
mm-hmm.
corn.
Mm-hmm.
And now what else did you want to know about this?
Just anything.
Drain it.